lot more. A digital nervous system serves two primary purposes in the development of business understanding. It extends the individual's analytical abilities, the way machines extend physical capabilities, and it combines the abilities of individuals to create an institutional intelligence and a unified ability to act. To put it all together in the right context, a digital nervous system seeks to create corporate excellence out of individual excellence on behalf of the customer. To begin creating a digital nervous system, you should first develop an ideal picture of the information you need to run your business and to understand your markets and your competitors. Think hard about the facts that are actionable for your company. Develop a list of the questions to which the answers would change your actions. Then, demand that your information systems provide those answers. If your current system won't, you need to develop one that will. One or more of your competitors will. You know you have built an excellent digital nervous system when information flows through your organization as quickly and naturally as thought in a human being, and when you can use technology to marshal and coordinate teams of people as quickly as you can focus an individual on an issue. It's business at the speed of thought. Create a paperless office. Digital technology can transform your production processes and your business processes. It can also free workers from slow and inflexible paper processes. Replacing paper processes with digital processes liberates knowledge workers to do productive work. The all-digital workplace is usually called the paperless office, a phrase that goes back to at least 1973. It's a great vision. No more stacks of paper in which you can't find what you need. No more pawing through piles of books and reports to find marketing information or a sales number. No more misrouted forms, lost invoices, redundant entries, missing checks, or delays caused by incomplete paperwork. But the paperless office, like artificial intelligence, is one of those any-day-now phenomena that somehow never seem to actually arrive. Today we have all the pieces in place to make the vision a reality. Graphical computing and better analytical tools make it easy to integrate data of various types. Highly capable networked PCs are ubiquitous in the office environment. The internet is connecting PCs around the world. Yet paper consumption has continued to double every 4 years, and 95% of all information in the United States remains on paper, compared with just 1% stored electronically. Paperwork is increasing faster than digital technology can eliminate it. In 1996, I decided to look into the ways that Microsoft, a big advocate of replacing paper with electronic forms, was still using paper. To my surprise, we had printed 350,000 paper copies of sales reports that year. I asked for a copy of every paper form we used. The thick binder that landed on my desk contained hundreds and hundreds of forms. At corporate headquarters, we had 114 forms in procurement alone. Our 401k retirement plan had 8 different paper forms, for entering and exiting the plan, for changing employee information, and for changing employee investments or contributions. Every time the government changed the rules, we'd have to update and reprint the forms and recycle thousands of old ones. Paper consumption was only a symptom of a bigger problem, though. Administrative processes that were too complicated and time-intensive. I looked at this binder of forms and wondered, why do we have all of these forms? Everybody here has a PC, we're connected up. Why aren't we using electronic forms and email to streamline our processes and replace all this paper? Well, I exercised the privilege of my job and banned all unnecessary forms. In place of all that paper, systems grew up that were far more accurate and far easier to work with, and that empowered our people to do more interesting work. Take the example of a new hire. Let's say that an applicant named Sharon Holloway accepts our job offer. Sharon is a hypothetical new hire, but the description of her experience at Microsoft is typical of the experience of the 85 people we hire each week. While our intranet is a global solution for all 28,000-plus Microsoft employees worldwide, in this example, we'll assume that Sharon is based at our main campus in Redmond, Washington. Before Sharon arrives at Microsoft, an administrative assistant in her new group fills out the electronic new hire setup form on Microsoft's intranet to request a voicemail account, an email account, office furniture, and a computer with pre-installed software to be ready on Sharon's arrival. The same form ensures that Sharon gets added to the company phone list, receives a nameplate for her office door, and gets a mailbox in her building's mailroom. The single electronic form goes directly to the groups responsible for taking care of these items. Electronic logs ensure that everything is tracked. After an orientation session with a human resources manager on the company's general approach to business and employee issues, Sharon and the other new employees are directed to the company's internal website for most of their administrative needs. Sharon goes online to review the employee handbook. It no longer exists in paper form. Download any software she needs beyond the standard setup, and fill out her electronic W-4 form. Next, Sharon uses a procurement tool on our intranet called MS Market to order office supplies, books, a whiteboard, and business cards. MS Market automatically fills in her name, her email alias, the name of her approving manager, and other standard information for the order. Sharon has to enter only the information unique to the purchase into a few designated fields. The vendors receive her order electronically and deliver the order to her office. An order above a certain amount of money requires additional levels of management approval before processing. Our electronic system routes the form to the right people for an electronic okay. Sharon visits the Microsoft archives, library, and company newsletter sites to read up on Microsoft. By signing up for one or more of our library's news services, she sees the latest news about the company and the industry in electronic versions of publications such as the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, CNET, and so on. The availability of these services online has increased the number of our subscribing employees from 250 to 8,000 for the journal alone. The online library lists books, software, and videos that employees can check out online for delivery to their offices. Librarians also maintain web pages containing news and research for each Microsoft product group. New employees don't follow a standard route on our intranet site. We hire people who are intellectually curious, and they explore freely. After they get their basic setup, they'll dive into business or technical areas that relate to their jobs and interests. Our new employees use the site the way it's meant to be used, to learn and to get things done. When Sharon's first paycheck arrives, the payroll amount is deposited automatically into her checking account, and she can view her deposit confirmation and the details of her pay stub on a secure intranet page. As her banking needs change, Sharon can change her financial institutions online. For travel, Sharon handles plane and hotel reservations online with a booking tool designed by Microsoft in partnership with American Express. AXI, available online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, gives Sharon direct access to corporate negotiated airline fares and flight availability information, a low-fare search tool, airline seat maps, corporate preferred hotels, and the ability to check a flight status or request an upgrade. Microsoft's travel policies are embedded in the AXI software as business rules. Any non-standard travel request triggers email from AXI to a manager for review. Travel expenses are submitted digitally to her manager for electronic approval. We deposit the reimbursement into Sharon's checking account electronically within 3 business days of approval. An online tool is also the means for Sharon to manage her 401k retirement plan, her employee stock purchases, and her stock option grants. She can direct the total percentage of her salary to be withheld for retirement or stock purchases, and can alter the percentage to be allocated to each retirement investment option. Fidelity Investments' website for the plan enables Sharon to view current account information and market indexes, to model loans, and to review her transaction history. One of Sharon's jobs as a marketer is product planning. Most of the management